Did you all wonder for a moment if I was still alive or did I just switch to another country to start my life anew? It has been quite a while, hasn't it? I wouldn't say that it was intentional for me to leave you all hanging for the past few months. Wow, it has been months and not even weeks. But I would tell you, like, since this year has started, I don't know, it's not letting us breathe for some reason. And not in a good way, actually, in a very emotionally harsh way. Like, it is forcing us to look into things or to deal with things that we have not been dealing with for the past few years. These things being the ghosts of our past and the shadow self that we are usually, you know, ignorant towards in our day-to-day lives. It is pushing us to come face to face with that. And honestly, I have not been dealing with it quite well. I have absolutely not. I don't know. I mean, the things that I'm getting to know in my life, the secrets that are being revealed in my life, and the emotional as well as the situational turbulence that I'm experiencing at this point in my life, it's, I don't know, it is pushing me to become something different. I don't know, but I get this feeling of that of a phoenix, you know, you have to destroy yourself and burn to ashes in order for something new to emerge from it, right? Well, that is what I'm thinking of my situation, because I mean, I can think of negative things. I can think of why is this happening to me or why only me, you know, things like that. But those things don't really help in the long term, do they? And let me tell you honestly that victim mentality has never, ever benefited anyone really. Not yourself and not even your social relations. I'm learning how to process grief. How to process sadness, how to process moments of utmost, like, I'm shocked. I'm absolutely shocked at the way things are unfolding in my life. The things that I consider to be very stable for me, the things that provided me my emotional stability, it turns out to be that they were not stable all this while. And this situation is forcing me to build a new emotional stability for myself, because what I was leaning on to for all these years was broken. And you cannot lean or take support of broken bridges. They are bound to break at some time. They are bound to break at some point. And at that point, you are pushed to make or build your own bridge. I guess that is what I want to believe, that that is what is happening, because I don't want to suffer for nothing. I don't know if this year has been like that for you as well. It's just been 4 months, and yet it has been significant 4 months for some reason. Significant in the way that what has happened in these 4 months, I would say that it has left me with an impact which would last for a lifetime. So this relativity of what can happen in a day that can change your entire life altogether makes me think that life is funny at the end of the day, isn't it? Life is unpredictable. It's funny. It will leave you thinking that you are a fool for trying to control things all this time, because you can't really control things. Just the moment when you think that life is going on a good track, or just the moment when you think that everything's perfect, life is going to make you realize that no, what kind of an illusion are you living in? Or even if you are people who are control freak like me, like, I like to be in control of situations, because for some reason I cannot stand instability. I mean, I can handle unpredictability only if I have a very strong foundation to stand upon. You know, a house can withstand any kind of earthquake only if its foundation is strong and agile, as well as flexible enough to, you know, withstand that shock or withstand whatever turbulence comes in your way in your life. Turns out that my foundation wasn't really that strong all this time. Because now when I'm seeing that foundation break, it is breaking something so unknown yet so hidden inside me. This feeling of wanting to belong. This feeling of wanting to have something that you can look up to. When that breaks in your life, it's the most disheartening thing that you can ever go through. The most disheartening. But on the positive side, if we look at it, you are on your own now. I mean, if I look at it from a bigger perspective, then if I were to choose between two situations where I have a foundation which I built for myself and I am sure that I am not going to mess it up in any way, and between another foundation that is created by other people in my life and I have to spend my entire life being dependent on that foundation that has been built by others, not knowing when that foundation can break, I think I would prefer the first one. And I guess most of us would prefer that as well. I'm just, at this point in my life, I'm just fed up of being dependent on people. Being dependent as well as having expectations. You know what? I met so many new people in my life this year. And I was very determined. I had this determination in my mind that this time I'm not going to let any of my, let's say, my ego or my expectations come in the way. But I can't help but get disappointed by having expectations from people. Expectations that maybe I will receive the same amount of love and affection and empathy that I give out to others. Turns out that my cupboard just creaked. How does that happen? My goodness. You know what? I will tell you something. After the eclipse, something different is happening in terms of the veil between the living and the dead has become thinner for some reason, and the sensitivity to the other world has become extremely real. I don't know if you're also the one to experience it, but since you are an audience to this podcast where I talk about such stuff, I guess you are bound to resonate to the things that I say in my life. So that means that maybe you are also experiencing something like this. I mean, are you experiencing something like this? Let me know. Send a message or send an email to me. Anything. Just, I would love to hear some reviews from my audience. Because, you know, I can see the growth that my audience is experiencing. Like for the past 2 to 3, I don't even remember the last time when I recorded a podcast episode. But yeah, since the last time, I have seen quite a significant amount of growth in my podcast listeners, and even more countries have, you know, being added to my list. So I welcome all the new people to my podcast. I welcome all the new countries to my podcast. But you know what? Having so many people from so many, 20 plus different countries having listened to my podcast just, you know, proves my hypothesis that at the end of the day, we are all humans. And despite speaking different languages, we all speak a common language that we have numbed our consciousness towards. In simpler terms, telepathy. Or in simpler terms, even more simpler terms, intuition. Haven't we all numbed ourselves to these things? I wouldn't lie, I had also numbed myself to these things, but it looks like it did not do me any good, and it is not doing me any good. Okay, so I will tell you about this very interesting episode of my life. Back in high school, I got very much interested in these spiritual things, in things like meditation and astral travel and things of that stuff. Like, it helped me to escape my stress from studies, and I was very, very regular in my meditation practices. So much so that I started having such vivid dreams. I still remember each one of them. I still remember the colors of that dream. Can you imagine remembering the color scheme of your dreams? I still remember the entire story plot, which my mind, or maybe I don't know what that was, built up inside that dream. And I still remember those plots. I remember the entire environmental landscape. I remember everything about those dreams. And it got serious to such an extent that I got very sensitive to disturbances in my life. And then there was something that my mother said. You can't cultivate that much peace in your life, Priya, because then you would not be willing to talk to other people, because you would be so used to the peace in your life. And at that time, being the obedient child that I was, or maybe you can say the people-pleasing child that I was, I adhered to that and I stopped continuing those sessions. I stopped that because I thought to myself, what if I get so used to these things that, you know, with great knowledge comes great power, and hence with great power comes great responsibility. So what are you going to do with all that knowledge, or with all that realizations that you might get to realize when you get into these stuff? Because I'm telling you, when you start getting into these things, and when you start calming your mind to listen to your body and to your existence, and keeping an eye open for the world which this worldly chaos cannot see, you get to realize so many things about this earth, and you get to realize so many things about humanity itself. What do you do with all that knowledge? That is exactly what I thought to myself. And I got scared. I actually got scared and I stopped doing that. And how many years has it been? 5 years now? Yeah, 5 years. 5 years from that point. And I think that I have to get back to those practices, because it doesn't matter. Even if I gain that experience, even if I gain that knowledge, what's the best way to retain any knowledge that you gain in your life? It's to spread that knowledge, to spread that information. And I will be sharing those things with you guys. You know, you experience so many realizations when you relax your mind from any external distraction. Tell me honestly, how many times do you go back to your phone, go to your social media handles, just to escape from the reality that you are living? That's the biggest example, that's the most obvious example of how these technological devices is actually disconnecting us from our own power of intuition, from our own power of concentration and attention. You know what? There is nothing scarier in this world than a human, than a man who knows how to concentrate at one thing at a time and give it their all. You know what? I read this quote the other day that obsession beats passion. And I absolutely understand, and I absolutely stand by what it says. You can be an absolutely talented person in this world. You can have the talents of, let's say, 4 to 5 skills. But if you're not obsessed with it enough, if you're not passionate about it, you can never cultivate that talent of yours. And hence, you end up being like the ordinary man. like the ordinary everybody. Because you never gave your talent that much time that it deserved. Many perfectionists would fall into that trap because all of these perfectionists, they think that if they want to try something, they have to be absolutely perfect at it. They think that they have to be either 100 or they are going to be 0. Why don't we understand that in order to get to that point of 100, you have to complete each stage at 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, and then you go to 100. If you think that the moment you put your hands on a piano and you will start playing like Beethoven, you're absolutely mistaken. Or if you think that that can possibly happen, then you might be possessed by the spirit of Beethoven. That's the only possible explanation that could be there. The only person who can grow in this world is a man who is harsh on himself. In fact, I would like to rephrase with better choice of words. The only successful man in this world, The only successful human in this world is a human who is hard on themselves instead of being hard on others. You need to push yourself to a limit where you don't even think you can, just for you to realize that I was the only one stopping myself all this while. You know what? All these things that have happened in my life since this year has started, it has left me with a pain that I don't think so I would be able to heal from it for my lifetime. But I definitely will. I know that for sure. But the thing is that I have promised myself is that I'm not going to rely on somebody else to fix this part of me or to heal this part of me. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that can fix us humans is ourselves and God. How often do we underestimate the healing powers of God? How often do we underestimate that God doesn't see what is happening in our life? You think that God doesn't see what is happening in your life? If you think that, you're wrong. You know, God can give us tough parenting sometimes. And God can make us feel like He's not listening to us. But does a teacher speak when a student is taking his or her test? They don't, right? Similarly, think of these periods as a time where you are being tested. And being tested for what? Being tested for your own good. See, I know, I understand that some people have gone through so much hurt in their life that they are just fed up and they just do not want to listen to this claim that something better is going to happen after it, because nothing better even happens. That explanation or that point of view of nothing happening in your life or all of this happening for nothing is scary. And I understand that. But till this point in my life, I've gone through enough of these hurt, of these pain, just for me to realize that at the end of the day, these painful moments have turned into my power. It's all about God testing your resilience for the things that you asked for. The world is an absolutely cruel place. And when God knows that you have some important things to do in this world, God will make sure that you build your life's foundation on Him. And these days, I have been pushed to my emotional limits to such an extent that I cannot consider anything as my support except God at this point. I remember just a few days ago, I had such a terrible mental breakdown that I cried so loudly that I couldn't breathe. Yes, I could not breathe. Like my lungs forgot how to inhale because it exhaled so deeply. I don't know what happened, but I was not able to take in air for some reason because my mind wanted to cry so bad, but then my lungs were hurting and they were not letting in, like my diaphragm was not letting me take in any air. And it was the first time that I cried like that in my life because I could see things crumbling down. But then on that day I realized, and I promised this to God, that I'm not leaving you. Throw whatever adversities you may, but I am not leaving you. Because if you are giving me these challenges, you are the only one who is going to take me out of it. And I know this for sure, that you have been listening to me all this while. And I know this, that you are also doing these things because I asked for greater things in my life, and I cannot move forward in my life without me building a better version of myself. An emotionally more mature version of myself. But during these times, dear God, the only thing that I'm asking from you is strength. Strength and support and a beacon of hope, maybe, that yes, things will get better from here and I'm not suffering for nothing. On that day, I made it clear that my foundation is going to be you now. And I guess this was the moment when God wanted me to be hurt to such an extent that I end up creating my foundation in Him. Which might seem very hurting from a human's perspective, but if you look at it from a spiritual perspective, then we are all children of God at the end of the day, aren't we? Even your parents are children of God. Everybody, every soul on this planet is a child of God. It's just that some children are very angry, some children are moody, some children throw some terrible tantrums at their parents. But some children also understand that whatever their parent is doing for them is for their own good. I want to be that child of God who knows that things are happening because something better is out there. And I have been getting signs that actually tell me that yes, something better will be out there. You know what? Surprisingly, these moments in my life don't make me angry at God, but just make me aware of the ways in which God makes us grow. Because at the end of the day, that shows me that God does care about my growth. God is listening to me, to my dreams, to my prayers. And God is building me into the version that is ready to accept those success, those titles, or those whatever you're aiming for in your life. And if some people are unable to go through that phase, maybe that was a mirror shown to you that, see, you are asking for such big things in life, right? But you aren't even capable of dealing with them. You know what? Another example came to my mind just now. And with all due respect and with all due humility, this is not me trying to brag about anything. No, never. Not. Everything that I have gained in my life, everything comes and goes to God. So, I'm telling you this, that nothing that I claim in my life is something that I own. It is something that God's grace has given me. So, I will tell you about this thing that it happened the previous month. And I did not create a podcast episode about it because I just was not in the mood to create any podcast episodes for some reason. I don't know what blockages were there in my mind, but I was just not in that headspace to create a podcast episode. I don't know, there was some kind of hesitation. But I guess today is the lucky day. I guess that. So, yeah, I was talking about the previous month when I had to give a paper. So the thing about this paper was that I had to give it in a third language. See, I'm giving this example. This example can be an analogy for any kind of situation in your life. I'm just trying to tell you about this situation and about what actually came out as a result of it, okay? Yeah, so take this as an example, okay? Not as something like, oh my God, she had to give an exam in a third language and that is a big deal for her. See, it was a big deal for me in terms of me never ever thinking of backing out when it came to, you know, getting my academic achievements. But this time, for some reason, I was so scared and intimidated because this was the first time I was going to give a paper in a third language. And this was the first time when I studied something academic in a third language. I hope you know that studying a third language or a foreign language academically and just learning the colloquial parts of it are absolutely different. So you will get what I'm trying to say if you're a person who also studies languages. So yeah, this thing happened. I had to learn this this new subject in a third language entirely. And it got so difficult for me because of my procrastination, because of my lack of motivation, that I left everything for the last 2 days to actually study for that subject. And I ended up being so overwhelmed by these concepts, by these words in a third language that I could not understand, could not comprehend. I had to translate an entire book in a second language which I knew, which was English, well enough for me to, you know, study and understand the concepts that I have to write in my paper. And like when I, after all this tedious process, one day I decided that I'm not going to give the paper. It has been so difficult for me. I don't know if I'm going to pass this paper even. Like, I literally had these thoughts in my mind that I am not going to pass this paper. And I decided that I'm not going to give this paper. And all these 5 months of preparation that I had, all these 5 months of time that I dedicated to it would just go to waste just because I was intimidated by it. And I don't know, I asked God, like, should I give the paper or should I not give the paper? God said, give the paper. At least try. I was still skeptical. Then I asked my mother, Mom, what do you think? Should I give this paper or not? Because I don't think so I will be able to write this in a third language. A third language, I will tell you, that was Korean language. So I don't think so I can write this entire paper in Korean language. I'm not able to understand or remember or memorize the terms. She said, just give your best. Just give your best at it without having any fear in your mind of whether you're going to pass or fail. It doesn't matter. Just give your best. Still, I was skeptical. And then I tried to, you know, take an idea of what the level of preparation is of other students of my batch, just to get a sense of, am I too far behind in terms of preparation or is everybody facing the same difficulty? Turns out, everybody was facing the same difficulty. It was difficult for everybody to actually study for that subject. Then I was like, okay, I mean, if it's difficult for everybody, then that means I'm not the only one who has no clue about what is going on. Yet, despite the difficulty, I still studied. I tried to study, just do my best and give my best in whatever I can. And the day came when we had to give the paper. Believe me or not, I ended up from initially being fearful of whether I'm going to pass that paper or not, to ended up being the topper of the class. The topper of the class with just 4 scores deducted from the total marks. Like, it was 95% above. My theory's result was 95% above. And that is what I scored. And surprisingly, I was the topper of the class and I passed with higher distinction. Imagine if I had decided to not go for that paper. to not sit for that paper. Just because I let that fear or that limitation in my mind overtake me. Had I topped this batch, I wouldn't even have gotten this certification if only I had let my fear speak for me. Life is a lot about hard work, I get it. Life is a lot about luck as well, I get that as well. But life also constitutes a huge amount of how much self-esteem and confidence do you have. That despite being fearful, you get into that situation. Despite being fearful, you appear for that thing. Because you do not know about the result. And see, in my case, I was not even planning to give the paper, yet I topped that paper. It was surprising. Surprising, and I was shocked to see that God did not tell me that you are going to be like the topper of class on anything, but God did tell me this, that do not give up on it, but just give the paper. Give the paper. I gave the paper. Turns out that it had something great waiting for me, right? Now, that point in my life was, I was academically very disappointed in myself because I never had these kind of thoughts in my life. But then this particular experience built another trait in me. That despite being fearful, despite having doubts about my knowledge regarding a subject, I still went forward, and the result was absolutely opposite of what I expected. Take risks in your life. Just go for it. Go for it scared. Now I understand why people say that at least do it. Do it afraid, because behind that fear that you think is bigger than your achievement, you are absolutely mistaken. Your fear is actually an imposter, a blockage to this huge achievement that lies behind that wall. Don't give any attention to this fear that you have in your mind, because the achievement that you will get after that, it's going to be beyond your imaginations. So I hope that if you are somebody who is also going through these tough times, going through these fearful thoughts in your life, I really, really wish that this podcast episode motivated you to please do not give up. And you do not know about what lies behind that. You just need a little bit more strength and courage, and you will be surprised to see how far you can go. Never ever underestimate yourselves. My dear listeners, that is what I will leave you all with today. Never ever underestimate yourselves. Walk with God. Because even if you think that God is not seeing the things happening in your life, God is watching what is happening in your life. Just walk through it with grace. Walk through it. Despite it being so heart-wrecking, go through it. And in my life, at this point, I'm very, very eager to know that what the next stage is going to be. But I bet that whatever it is going to be, it is going to meet a new version of Priyadarshini Singh, who is going to deal with things and to deal with life in a bit different and a better way. And I hope that this comes true for you all as well. I'll see you guys in the next episode. Until then, bye-bye. See ya.